This is Weekend Ozarks at Large.
Good. Two spots getting into the bridge. Just clean that up a little bit.
Earlier this week, the band The Suits was rehearsing at Foundry Recording Studio at Fiery Moon Productions on the edge of the Fayetteville city limits. The band had never, at the time of this rehearsal, actually performed in front of an audience before. They did play their first gig this weekend, and they'll play once more next month at George's Majestic Lounge. The Suits, you see, are fictional, but real. It's a band based on a real band, kind of. The Suits are at the middle of the play Beside Myself, written by Fayetteville resident Jamie McGaw. The play will have a stage reading in July at George's Majestic Lounge, and it's inspired by Jamie's time fronting a band in New York City before he moved back to Northwest Arkansas. That real band had a different name, but Jamie will be singing lead in the fictional band as well.
Most of these songs were written for the band that I was in, and the band that I was in New York was called Han Shot First. Deep cut reference, you know, to Star Wars, of course. So it was written for that band. But, you know, I have written three new songs for this show. So there are moments, I mean, you know, when we really kick it in and we're grooving, you know, that it takes you right back.
The script involves the scheduled audition for a band wanting to be booked to open for a legendary rock star, Billy Beard, as he embarks on an Asian tour. Unfortunately, most of the band hasn't shown up for the audition, leaving their lead vocalist on his own to audition.
How he manages to kind of tap dance his way through this audition is he convinces Billy Beard, who's the rock star, and Philip Oldham, who's the A&R exec, he convinces them to let him play his iPod, which he has rehearsal versions of the songs on that he practices to. So then when he presses play on the iPod, the band suddenly lights up, and we're there in the moment with him.
So while the band isn't there for the audition in the play, the audience at the stage reading at George's will hear the full band when it's time for the songs to be played during that stage reading. Which meant Jamie had to assemble the fictional band The Suits for the reading. Cade Knox, who plays bass for The Suits, became involved through her friend Randall Shreve. He'll be reading the part of the egotistical, somewhat jaded rocker, Billy Beard.
I got this random email via, you know, through Facebook, and Randall had suggested me because Jamie needed a young lady who can play bass and maybe act. but it mainly was through Randall, you know. So he's the one that kind of threw me into this.
Other members of the newly constructed band include A.J. Lyons, Brian McHugh, and Dan Robinson. While some of them knew each other, and A.J. and Kate had actually even played together briefly before this project, the five had never sat down to actually become a band or even chat until their first ever rehearsal. Dan Robinson, the drummer in The Suits, says that first rehearsal at his state-of-the-art recording studio was, well, different.
Awkward. Really? Well, yeah, I mean, you know, initially out of the gate, because there was so many things that we were trying to bring into development, and so the first couple of times were a little shaky, but then it quickly fell into place. Because the songs are unique, the deal is this is not stuff you can fake. All of us have been in bands where you can roll in and just kind of fake it, and with this stuff you've really got to pay attention, and so it I think initially it's kind of jarring, and then after that, the thing that intrigues us is the thing that hooks us and makes us want to deliver it at our best.
So far, the band has had a handful of rehearsals, and they'll have a few more before the July reading, prepping the songs Jamie wrote either for his old band or specifically for this show. Since Dan has offered up his studio for the rehearsals, the band is able to listen back to what they play, with Jamie in one room and the musicians in an isolated room on the other side of a glass wall. Dan Robinson, the band's drummer and the studio owner, met Jamie when they were in a different show together a few years ago. Dan says when Jamie was ready to take this script to a level beyond just the page, they began to hatch ideas of how they could make an ambitious script come to life for a stage reading. Dan says they embraced what he calls a guerrilla-style approach.
It's something where I would say the artists themselves are making it a reality rather than relying on some sort of producer or production company. Now, Fiery Moon Productions has been kind of the independent production company that's been overseeing this, and it's been a whole lot of fun to be able to explore this project.
Brian McHugh, a guitarist in the band, has a previous relationship with the play Beside Myself. In an earlier reading, he played the Billy Beard character. He says he was more than happy to be involved again with a stage reading of the revised finished script.
I was just struck by the music. It was just, it just sounded familiar, but completely new and unique at the same time. And so I just latched onto it. And I think by the end of the night, Jamie, we kind of said, hey, let's maybe get together and just play some music. And so that was like last October. And we've just been going ever since.
In our first story about this project that was on the daily edition of Ozarks at Large a few weeks ago, we attended the first read-through for the cast, the actors who will be reading the main parts. Now we've met the musicians who will be the band. And when will the actors and musicians, who will, after all, share the space at the stage reading, meet each other?
There'll be one shot for that. And talk about guerrilla theater. I mean, that's really going to be throwing the two worlds together and seeing what happens. So July 10th, we'll have our one and only dress rehearsal. So, you know, it's exciting in a lot of ways because, like Dan said, it is a little bit guerrilla. You would want, you know, ideally a tech and a dry tech and a dress rehearsal. You know, well, we're going to have one shot at this, and then we're gonna put it up at George's and go from there.
It's exciting.
It is.
It is. It really relies on everyone's professionalism, which is what makes it really exciting and really rewarding, is that we can have just a few rehearsals and people come to rehearsals with the material. And then knowing that everyone has done this before when we bring it together for that one shot, I think it's going to work out really well. And then at George's, we're working with Adam Putman on sound. And so he is familiar with, you know, having multiple mediums working together. So we're relying heavily on each other's professionalism.
The stage reading of Beside Myself will be Sunday, July 14th at George's Majestic Lounge. We'll have one more update on the show before then for this start to finish series. In a couple of weeks, we'll check in again with cast and crew to see how the rehearsals have gone and what's left to do just days before Jamie's script, Years in the Making, is presented as a stage reading to a paying audience. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large.
This is Weekend Ozarks at Large.